All right, what's going on, everybody? It's Tuesday. It's May 11th, 2021. It took this long for me to realize my target audience. Whatever it is I decide to do, whenever I fucking figure it out, maybe I fuck it 10 years, I'll grow a brain and figure out what the fuck I want to do. But at least I figured out my target audience, whether it is to make people laugh or, let's be honest, financial crimes. Those are my two options if I want some sort of path to happiness. Isn't that a movie? Either one, the victim, whatever you want to call them, it's going to be old people. Because I'm crushing it with the old people. I got to find a lodge or some kind of high-class golf course. I'll be a waiter there. They'll tip. They love me. I'm fucking crushing it. Now, I can't tell if it's, they're lonely. They got there's still this thing going around. I don't know, coughing people. So, I can't tell. Maybe they got crappy kids, like the bar is low. Just the fact that I talk to them for like 2 minutes, I'm already better than half their kids, you know? Because I don't know what happened with the boomers. There was a war. They were scared of communism, Russians and shit for a while. Every movie had a Russian bad guy. I don't know what happened to them. I don't know what these Russian people did to them, but they're fucking traumatized. And then somehow it made them terrible parents. So a lot of them have kids that don't want to talk to them. If they're lucky, they live in their own house. Chances are that it's going to happen one way or another. That's what you get. You don't live in a left country, you know? The economy was good. College was free. You had health care for free. Everything was quick. You didn't have to fucking wait in line. There was no, fucking population crisis. You went to the post office. You just got in there. There was no lineup. There was no inflation. There was no inflation. There was no lineup. Your lives were great. So what that make you? It made you soft. And on top of it, because you live such an easy life, now you got to live longer. So now you got to live longer to see these rotten-ass kids that won't call you. And now I got to talk to you. You got to talk to some foreign guy. Can you imagine? Go to a boomer. He traveled back in time. Let's say, bro, and told himself, like, some guy fucking sitting around there in a Chevy Nova in 1968 or some shit. And you tell him, oh, you got to talk to some guy from Iran. Have any idea how his head would fucking spin like Looney Tunes, man? Now look at that. Now look what you got. Your kids won't call you. You got to talk to me. That's right. I'm all you got. Should that be my fucking sales tactic? Should I go hard like that or go with kindness? What do they respond to? The only interaction I usually had with them is serving them something, or performing some sort of service. And don't get all homophobic on me. All right? I'm talking to you guys. Keep it classy. My interactions with these people mostly have been in a position of serving. I mean, I'm doing something for them. I got some sort of a job connected to this situation. Somewhere I eat. There's somewhere I'm eating. In some way or another, directly, indirectly, I'm eating. There's food involved. My livelihood's involved. So in that position, they got a lot of fucking power. So they're comfortable. At the very least, they're comfortable. You know, they'd say all those Karens where they go drunk with power. No, no, no. You got to have the boomers keep some power because that's keeping them sane. Like, just you got to keep them semi-fucking comfortable. Those are comfortable situations. Are they going to be able to talk to me in uncomfortable situations? No? Yeah, sure, they can behave and talk. And I'll listen. I'll listen to that story. But outside of the comfort zone, what are they doing? Think they're going to talk to me? they'll call their fucking sons. They'll call their sons. I've seen them. Guy walked down my street. I've seen him ever since he's seen me, the way I behave erratically on the weekend. Just erratically. You know, I got two things in my hand. I'm double fisting, shit like that. Don't get homophobic again. Talking about booze. Boozing it up, smoking it up. Right now, you know, having a good fucking time. It's the weekend. And they do get a little judgy. Get a little judgy. You know? Oh, what the fuck? How the fuck are you going to trust me to take the vaccine if Bill Gates' wife can't even trust him? How the fuck do you want me to take it? You know, I'm going to take it. Don't think like I'm no anti-vaxxer. I'm going to take it because I don't know. I talked to a doctor. I just ran into a guy on the street. He's like, yeah, he's a doctor down on the fucking, I don't know. He seemed like a gentleman. I liked his car. He had a 4Runner. I'm like, all right, I could trust this guy. He didn't go all, he didn't get a Benz. Got a fucking 4Runner. I'm like, all right, you know what? This guy's trying to have a good fucking time. You know, he's not trying to, whatever, extend his DNA like some Epstein shit. This is a legit doctor. He just has a 4Runner. He wants to go camping. He's probably got a cooler back there. He's trying to have a good, wholesome fucking time. Went to school for 10 fucking years, and he's got to listen to animals like me ask him dumbass questions. Dumb fucking questions. Hey, this guy had an allergy, and he almost died taking the vaccine. Am I going to die? He's like, do you have any allergies? I'm like, no. Well, there's your answer right there. He had to look me straight in the face and acknowledge me as a fucking mammal. He gave me more respect than he should have. He looked at me very respectfully and said, no, since you don't have allergies, you will not die. That was 2+2. He could have said that, but he kept it fucking classy. If I fucking went to school for 10, I hated fucking school so much. I hate every kind of school. I had to go to driving school. I wanted to kill the teacher. Every fucking class I've ever been in, I thought about murdering the teacher, whether it was driving, the fucking gym. This guy had to endure that for 10 fucking years, at least. If it's a girl, she got grabbed for sure during residency. Those doctors at the hospitals, they're working fucking long hours. I've worked at the hospital. I did the dirty work, so I was hearing shit. I knew everything. Ah, you filthy fucks in your education. I know what you're up to, you Ashley Madison cunts. Yeah. It didn't do that for 10 years. Probably got molested during his residency. Or, you know, it happens to guys too. They just don't report it. You know? But high percentage that got a little physical one night. You know? It was a long shift. They had the night shift. They had a tradition of ordering pizza and souvlaki. Crazy combo. They had that tradition. Every Tuesday night. Is it Tuesday night? It's Tuesday night. They order the pizza. It comes. Oh, it happens every week. It's the only way they get through that night shift. 12 hours in the middle of the night with a bunch of geriatric fucks who went to school for free. Now you're in $120,000 in debt so you can impress your parents. You know, you didn't even want to do this. You just hoped that maybe getting this doctorate degree would make your parents proud. You know, now you got to sit here and eat this fucking pizza. And now you get grabbed. A couple things happen. Obama elected twice. And some kid comes up to you on the street and says, hey, are you a doctor? Got a coat on. It's white. You look like a doctor. I see you in the vicinity of this hospital. Is this a fair assumption, sir? He comes to you like that. The poor guy, he started explaining it. Like all the antibodies and what the side effects mean, and everything has a side effect, and come on, even the over-the-counter medications have a side effect, and the percentages are low if we're talking real numbers. And then he started breaking it down. He started making numbers I could fucking understand. I think he brought up the fucking Jacksonville Jaguars. That's a fucking Jacksonville. He brought up the Jaguars, and tried to make me understand, you know? And he had to say that with a fucking straight face. I hope he's paid off his student loans. That guy was a fucking gentleman. I can't believe he sat there and explained it to me like a gentleman. I would not have given myself that much respect. Plus, he had a nice car, you know? I judge people based on their cars, you know? This is a good time to, as I fucking try to, I almost unscrewed the mic. I should pause this. All right, I'm back. Fucking, I fucking play with things. Sometimes I just have a pen just fucking roll around because my hands, I gotta have something in my fucking hand. Don't get homophobic again. Every time I say something about something physical, just grabbing something, getting fisting, you automatically go fucking that way. These people, it's just disgusting. Everywhere I go, just people are fucking filthy. That's why I like hanging out with these old people. At least they kept it some sort of class. You know what I mean? I mean, for one thing, let's be honest. They had their women in line, you know? Which is more than I can say for a lot of people my age. I just see a lot of horrific shit out there. And it's sad to see. You can't have a fucking complete overcorrection. I'm not saying go back to the Chevy Nova days where you're smacking your woman against the fucking rear view. Like, not that. Okay? But can we find can't overcorrect the other way, you know? Can't overcorrect the other way. Also, they have a disregard for immigrants. I enjoy a little bit of it. I enjoy a little bit of it because I love hearing some shit, some wild shit, and then using it against them. I heard some wild shit a week ago. You know, I've heard some racist shit in my day. I don't even want to really repeat what they said, but I heard some racist ass shit in my day. But I haven't heard someone bring up DNA. That's some Hitler shit. That's some like Epstein shit. Anytime someone brings up DNA and chromosomes and shit, I'm like, all right, what are we talking about? What are we talking about? Where is this going? Where is this going? Or are there going to be camps? I've seen this fucking movie before. That's one of the fucking benefits of, you know, it sucks to be from a place that sucks. But one of the benefits is you kind of see tyranny coming. You've seen it before, or your parents have seen it before. So you kind of see it coming too, you know? Whereas most people are just acting like sheep. You know? Everywhere I go, people are acting like sheep, just following and the thing is, if a couple questions is not a problem, you know? It's either people are not believing shit, or they're just completely with it. There's nobody in the middle going, hey, I got a couple of questions. I'm leaning towards it, but let me ask you a couple of questions before I open this door. Does that seem fair? Before I sign on the dotted line, I mean, what kind of, you're going to have a business transaction and not have questions? You're trying to buy a car, and they're like, oh, you're an anti-contract. All right, let me ask you a couple of questions I don't know. Is that even an L? I don't know. I went up to the guy and I'm like, hey, you're a doctor. And the next thing you know, we're talking and he's telling me about antibodies and the it's going to be okay. He says he's highly recommended. And I'm like, oh, which one am I getting in this area? He's like, oh, we just got the Moderna out here. You can sign up. You got the card. You got a health card. I'm like, yeah, I got a health card. I don't have it, man. I'm smoking. That's it. I don't have it. But he was a fucking gentleman. Next thing you know, he fucking explained something about the bloodstream and the way it attacks. I don't know what the fuck he was saying. I blacked out 30 seconds in, okay? And when I fucking came to, I saw that he was getting into his car. I think he saw that maybe he probably thought I was fucking about to collapse. I did too much heroin or something. So I think he kind of slowly stepped away and walked towards his car. And then that's when I started, I'm like, oh, you got a 4Runner, right? He's like, take the vaccine. Fucking poor guy. He went to school for 10 years to deal with a monkey like me. Can you imagine the other monkeys he runs to? Because here's the thing. I'm a monkey, but I got a woman that kind of keeps me in check, you know? Same way you got to keep your woman in line. A woman got to keep her man in line, too. She keeps me in check. She doesn't let me get that stupid. You know, that fucking... just fucking breathing up all the air in the office, you know? That kind. Like, you know, if you went in a lobby with them, all you hear is them fucking breathing and the rumblings of their goddamn stomachs. You know? They got fucking phone call. They got a ringtone on loud. Put that shit on fucking vibrate. Kind of fucking... what do you do? Even the fucking doctor has his shit on vibrate. How important is your fucking call? There's like, I got a doctor with a 4Runner. And his phone was on vibrate. He didn't even answer the phone. He fucking answered my questions about sneezing after. Is my arm going to hurt? Which arm is going to hurt? Well, the one you got the shot on. What if the other arm hurts? Does that mean it's getting worse? He's got to deal with that. 10 fucking years he went to school. He's like $120,000 in debt. Bernie Sanders ain't going to save him. Guy's old. They're all fucking old. Everybody's fucking old. All the old people are the ones doing shit. Damn chairs. I got to deal with these people. Sitting in the fucking lobby. Jesus Christ. Sir. Calm down. You know who breathes properly? This is a good time. This is a good time. You know who breathes properly? The good fucking people of 1QCushion.com. Oh, those people are gentlemen. Go to 1QCushion.com. You love karate? You like fight gear? You want the shirt? They got men, they got women. I think he's got a hoodie. Might get it. Might even have gloves. Might even have gloves. Go to 1QKushin.com. That's the number 1. KYOKUSHIN. A lot of these people. I mean, I don't know. They got to do karate for kids or something. You got to get these kids doing some shit. You got to get them soccer. They got to get them running. Do something. Maybe the 1Q Kushin people could get on top. Maybe they can solve that too. They sure as fuck solve my problems. You know? Watch. I get amped. I start thinking I could do the kicks. And I crack. I do a little hip. I got to work on my back. I heard some shit. My friend Jason, he said he's a personal trainer. The guy's fucking handsome as fuck. Recently got married too. Congratulations. Not that recent, but still congratulations. He said walking backwards can alleviate back pain. And if you look at him, you're like, all right, this guy knows a couple of things about the body and fitness. You know, not an ounce of fat on him. This guy is, he's like nice about it. He's not one of the best looking, best shape and shit. They don't get cunty about it. They keep cool, but they're also realistic. Like, this guy's realistic with the fatties, you know. If he has a client that says, oh, I want to lose 200 pounds, but I don't want to stop eating cupcakes. He's going to tell him straight up, hey, lady, I don't have time to waste. I got places to be, you know, but he's going to class it up a bit. Obviously, he doesn't fucking talk like that. The guy is fucking classy. He could have went to Harvard or some shit, but look at him. Trying to teach these people how to alleviate. Again, I'm fucking lucky that I'm surrounded by this much knowledge. Can you imagine? I would have been the fucking breathing. That's the thing. 2 steps away. A couple of things go wrong in your life and you could be that guy. You know? Couple of things went different in my life. I didn't get lucky. I didn't find a lady. I didn't have a couple of good friends. You know? And I would have been the breathing loud in the lobby guy. Stomach rumbling in the lobby guy. I would have been that guy. You know? But I'm lucky. You know? A couple other things could have went wrong. I could have been on the fucking planes. That's all it takes. You know? A couple of things. That's what they don't fucking understand about these drone strikes. That's right. I'm going to bring up drone strikes. Yeah, throw one up. You hit the wrong area. You hit up some soccer field these kids are playing. The kid that survives, I'm telling you, if I was that fucking kid. Oh, you thought Outback Daddy was bad. If you fucking interrupted my soccer game when I was like 11, fully raged. Oh my God. Can you imagine me at 11? I fucking hate school. I'm waiting for 3:30. When the fucking bell rings, I feel like that scene in Shawshank when he's in the fucking mud / shit and he fucking emerges. He's got the wife beater on because he allegedly killed his wife, maybe. And he looks up in the air and the lightning hits and all that. Nice. That's how I felt at fucking 3:30 when I left that goddamn school. You know, name the school, whatever. Elementary, back in Iran, here. Middle school, high school, driving school. I fucking hated it. 3:30 hit, I was ecstatic. Now imagine I go to the soccer field. It's the only thing that gives me joy. I can't drink yet. And some bomb hits. And a couple of my friends die. You know, two of them I liked. There's another kid, not so much, whatever. Whatever happens to him, you know, if he dies, he dies. I don't know why that's the accent. I would have fucking become El Zawahiri or something. One of them. I would have done something. I would have at least been the financier. You know, that's what the... Here's the thing. That's what this town doesn't understand. Now, for some of you that listen, I've talked about it briefly. I fucking left the city, and I live in a small town. I live in the fucking mountains. No one can find me. I am so goddamn hidden into a mountain. I could have fucking launched that Faithful Tuesday. I could have launched it. I'm basically in a cave. Okay? And you can imagine what kind of people live here. That's where it takes me. You know? So I fuck with people. I always fuck with people. I had these people... I told a couple of people I drove all the way here because they're like, oh, wow, you drove across the country. You drove across the country. How was that? I was like, well, here's the thing. I didn't want to. I wanted to get on a plane, but I'm still on that no-fly list. And to my... I was hoping for a laugh. I was working the crowd. They got everything closed. So I was trying to do... I was trying to get the laughs I can. You know? At a convenience store. But they believed me and they were very sympathetic. They were very nice about it. I said, you know, that's wrong. I don't believe the American government should be doing that. And I'm like, I don't know what's worse. Like, what they're doing or what you're doing. It's like, how are you believing this? They were old too. I still haven't learned. There's the fucking... No, I didn't even learn. I thought that at least today I learned a lesson. That my target audience is old people. These old people thought I was on the no-fly list. God damn. I don't even have a demographic. Fucking old people. How do you get to believe I'm on the no-fly list? I have a job, man. Why would I be on the no-fly list? Here's the thing they don't understand. It's the two extremes. It's this, people believing I'm on the no-fly list, but people on the other end thinking, oh yeah, the Middle East is completely innocent. No, here's the thing. If anything, the stereotype should be, I'm the financier. We had a fucking industrial revolution. We don't blow shit up anymore. We finance that shit. We contract that shit to the Arabs. That's how it's done. These people haven't even caught up with their news. They're watching news from like 1982. Things have changed, okay? We got cyber attacks. That'll be an accurate stereotype. Financial crimes, that's another one that you should be afraid of me doing. You know, I'm not getting on no plane, lady. That never happened. Wrong people. Get your stereotype. That's why they should be my target. There you go, I figured it out. They're not target for laughs. They're a target for financial crime. I tried to stay away from it. I did the best I could to not rob these old people. But you see what the Lord directed me towards. They need to be a victim of finance because they're not even caught up with the fucking news. They don't know what threat I am to them. I'm not saying I'm no threat, but it sure as fuck isn't going to be blowing some shit. I'm not going to blow up your RV. I don't give a fuck about your RV or your golf tournament, shit like that. No one's going to blow your shit up. I will hack into your checking account with the help of my friend, or I will fake some documents and purchase a few expensive items that are rather untraceable because they don't require registrations. I will purchase things in your name under your cards. That's what you should be afraid of. You think I'm going to fucking spend 3-4 weeks at the very least and at least $1,800, maybe $1,865 to make a vest? I'm not going to do that. I have better things to do. You know, I'm just after your money. I want to hurt you financially. I do not want to bring pain or death to your family. I just want to take some of what you have. Because you went to school for free. This guy, that was a young doctor. This is why. That was a young doctor. He's definitely in debt. And like I said, if he did residency, certain hospitals he got, someone grabbed something. Something between his shoulders and knees was grabbed inappropriately. Went to school. He's got all that debt. He must have been like 40. You know? I'm not going to take from him. That guy's trying to help people. He's telling me to get vaccinated. He was kind enough to just, you know, he treated me like a mammal. Just a little bit of respect. That's how the fucking bar, that's my level of low bar. When I see someone just behave, and his car was clean. I see people around, dirty ass fucking car. This guy had a clean fucking car. That makes a difference to me. I'll get the vaccine. That's what I'm saying. Couple things go right or wrong. I could be on either side. I could have been on the fucking planes. I could have been the guy that, you know, kills his friend. You know, you hear those on the news. They interview the neighbors. Oh, you seem like a normal kid. Why'd he kill his best friend? A couple things went different. That could have been me. You know? Same thing with this. Let's say I ran into this doctor. If his car was fucking dirty, I would have been an anti-vaxxer on the internet right now. I would have been on the internet. I would have been on YouTube like, hey guys, what's going on? I'm not going to take off the vaccine. It's sick. I just talked to a doctor. That's all it is. Couple things go wrong. Next thing you know, I'm an anti-vaxxer. I'm going around telling people. I'm handing out the fucking flyers. I'm outside the mall that they're open for some reason. What the fuck do we need malls? But I'm handing out the flyers, coughing on people. Still licking them with my finger, hanging them out. You know, a couple things went wrong. And that could have been me. Be kind to people that are crazy. Okay? That could have been you. A couple things went wrong. That could have been you. Good night.